What a wonderful blessing it is to be a father. Like you, I can't imagine my life without my children. They're all adults now, and I'm so proud of them, and I love them all so much. And for us baby boomers, hey, being a grandparent is very cool too. It's awesome just to think about the love that we feel for our children. That love we feel for our kids, it's such a complete love. When you think about the love that you have for your child, I think it's just so easy to understand and appreciate the love that God has for us, because He loves us the same. A father's love for their children, it's a total and complete love. It never goes away. Psalms 103:13 says that as the father shows compassion to his children, the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. God made us. He created us, his children. He created us in his image, and then he gave us the world. And he gave us our free will. And then he further showed his love. Think about how much God loved us. We were lost, sinners, the world becoming a darker and darker place. And then, like my favorite Bible verse says, everybody, this is a father's love. John 3:16 proclaims, God, he loved us so much that he gave us his only son, that who believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Our Father in heaven, taking us from the darkness, offering us the light. A whole lot of people have made the connection to our Father in heaven and his love for us, giving us his Son Jesus, who then died for us so that we might be saved. But then there are some others who have, well, in theory, they've made the connection. In theory, they believe. In theory, they want Jesus in their life. But in day-to-day practice, in their lives, they haven't really yet given themselves to Jesus. They haven't really let Jesus in. Are you like that? I was once. That's kind of sad, to know Jesus, to believe in him, but to not let him in your life. There is so little time left. We don't know. There might not be really any time left. Let Jesus in now. You know the stories. You celebrate. You believe the Christmas story. You believe the Easter story. Now it's time to make the full commitment. Open your heart. Open your life to Jesus. He can help you solve your problems. Accept the love that you know is there. Accept the forgiveness of your sins. Because you know he will forgive you. He'll even forgive your waiting, your slowness, your delay in letting him in. You already know and believe that he died for you. Take advantage of that. Have eternal life and let him in. Let me ask you if you might do this. In honor of Father's Day, honor the Father who gave his Son. That Son who he loved as much as you love your children. He sacrificed His Son to die for you. As this summer begins, why don't you walk into the light? You don't have time to think about it anymore. Accept the love and forgiveness. Let Jesus put His arms around you and walk with you on your journey.